who his own self, said that right, 1 Peter 2:24. Who his what? Own self bear our sins in his own body, where? On a tree, that we being dead to sin should live unto what? We are dead to what? Sin, and we should live what? Unto righteousness. By whose stripes you were healed. You were healed. Will your body get attacked? Yeah. But what are you going to do? What are you going to do? Are you going to go around and tell everybody what the doctor's saying and what's going on? Are you going to tell what the word says? Abraham's body was now dead. And he never told. It doesn't show in the scripture where he went around talking about, I'm dead. God said I was going to have a son, but I'm dead. You can't find it. He only considered what God said. All right, here's what the Lord said. How do you get to that place that you will only consider what God said? I often said it many times. You heard me say it many times in the past. You just can't get there watching Matlock. Matlock is not the answer. Amen. You have to take the word of God. If you're dealing with healing for your body, or you need healing, you find those scriptures that promise you healing. That's what you feed on. Don't be reading all across over yonder. You want to zero in on this, and you feed it on it. Because faith is of the heart. And these words are faith-filled words. And when you get them in your heart and you keep speaking out your mouth, don't go around telling everybody, I got this and this going on. You tell them, they ask you, tell them what the word says. Let me finish reading it. Verse 19 of Romans chapter 4. And being not weak in faith, he considered not his what? Own body now dead. When he was about 100 years old. Neither what? Yet the deadness of Sarah's womb. He had two things that were strongly against what God has promised him. And the two things that were strongly against him or was already dead was the womb and him. A dead womb and an unproductive man. You know what I mean by that? I'm going to be nice. Can't produce a seed, a child. Amen. But God told him that he was a father of many nations while he was yet dead in body, and she was dead in her womb. The Bible says in verse 20, he staggered not at the promise of God. How do you stagger? He staggered not at the promise of God through unbelief. You start looking at the body. Start looking at the womb. Start looking at the problem. Oh boy, I've been there. Been there. What do you have to do? What are you going to do? How do you get that change? You will have to get your eyes off the problem and get your eyes on the word. It may mean you have to tell your mate, you tell somebody else, get you some cornbread and some water and get off over in the woods somewhere by yourself. Just you and God. He staggered not at the promise of God through unbelief, but was strong in faith, doing what? Giving glory to God. And being fully persuaded that he, that what he had promised, he was able to do what? That what he had promised, he was able to perform. How did he get fully persuaded? He believed God. Now go to Hebrews chapter 6, verse 12. Hebrews 6, 12. Got it? 6:12. Watch this. Thank you, Father. He was fully persuaded that what God had promised him, he was able to what? Perform. That ye be not slothful, but what? Followers of them who through what? Faith and patience did what? Inherit the promise. Did Abraham get his? Did he get it? So what did the Lord say? Fight the good fight of faith. You follow them. Don't follow those that all that naysaying and unbelief and I don't believe in that stuff. And all that kind of stuff. You follow them who through faith and patience. Notice what he said. And that ye be not what? Slothful. But, other word, get up quickly. And follow them who through faith and patience inherit the promises. Okay, keep going. For when God made promise to who? To Abraham, because he could swear by no greater. Who did he swear by? Swore by himself, saying, surely, blessing, I will bless thee. Multiplying, I will multiply thee. And so after he had what? Patiently endured, he obtained the promise. Go to Romans chapter. No, is that right? 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 20. I know I'm giving you some more. Anyway, go to 2 Corinthians chapter 1. Verse 20. I think I'm right. Let's see what that says. Hallelujah. For all the promises of God in him are yes, and in him. Amen. And what did Galatians 3:27 says? Let's go back there and look at how many promises in him? How many?